Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, if you're riding horseback, the thing you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Okay. And if you've been traveling a long way and you haven't finished your journey yet, you haven't finished your trip, you might say that you had a what to go before dark?
Well, now say that over.
Okay, if you're on a trip.
Yes.
And you still haven't finished, and there's quite a distance to go yet,
yeah.
Okay? You might say, before dark, we still got a what?
A good way to go, a fur piece to go.
Okay, you would use fur piece?
Fur piece.
Facetiously. Okay. But good way, not a good ways.
Good way to go.
Not good ways, okay. Let me see. And if somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say he was falling?
Forward.
And if he fell that way?
Backwards.
Okay. Would you say backwards or backward?
Backwards.
Okay, but this is?
Forward.
Okay. Let me see. Oh yeah, the trenches that are cut by a plow. The plow goes along and cuts a, digs a?
Ditch? No, a furrow.
Okay. If you have a good yield at the end of the year, you say, if a farmer has a good yield, he might say he raised a big
crop.
Okay. And if he had to get rid of all the brush and the trees on his land, you would say he was doing what?
He cleared the land.
Okay.
And after he laid by the crops, he wouldn't work. That's right. That's what he did in Virginia. I know that. I'd go see these people and nobody come to the door. No, it looked like it was dead. And I'd go back to the office and say, "Where is everybody?" And they said, "You're working the wrong time of the year. They laid by the crop and they're not going to do anything."
Yeah. So. Let me see. Then the old dry. Sometimes there's some old dry grass that's left out in the field in the springtime. Before they dig the ground. What do you call that? Do you have a special name for that?
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Second cutting?
Huh?
Second cutting? Aftermath?
Well, I suppose so. I don't know.
Okay. Let me see. And if a farmer was talking about the size of his crop, let's say wheat, he might say, "Well, we raised 40 what?
Bushels."
Okay. You would say bushels. You wouldn't say bushel. 40
bushels.
Bushels. Okay. And then oats, to get the separate the grain from the rest of it, they have to do what?
Fresh it.
Okay. So then you would say the oats what?
Were freshed.
Okay. Would you say the oats are thrashed, or the oats is thrashed?
The oats.
Somebody asks you, "How do you do it?" Well, you would say oats
have to be threshed.
Okay. Would you use is or are there though? Oats is thrashed. Does that sound natural to you? No. Okay. Let me see. Now these are all funny sort of pronoun questions. If you and someone else have to do a job, when you told him about it, and you're going to tell him that the two of you had to do the job, you would say, "You and what?" You and?
Me.
Okay. You and me have to do it.
Have to, yes.
Okay.
You and me.
If some friends of yours are coming over